terrorizing Tulkarm, really incursion day 5 from the Tulkarm refugee camp in occupied Palestine. Wednesday marked the 5th day of the Israeli army incursion into Tulkarm refugee camp, during which period soldiers have pillaged homes, stopped ambulances on their way to pick up wounded children, occupied houses, and killed or wounded several children in the city. ISM volunteers witnessed the aftermath of the army's house-to-house searches today, visiting 5 of the families whose homes had been searched by soldiers. Volunteers observed unnecessary property damage, including broken cabinets, televisions, and refrigerators. Torn photos and glass frames shattered, and the defamation of religious items. 2 families reported that soldiers threw food such as coffee, yogurt, and eggs on the floor and then poured cleaning fluids on top of this. A 3rd family stated that Israeli forces entered their house 4 times during this operation, overturning a vat of olive oil and breaking electronic appliances. Soldiers overturned flower pots and kept a family that included 2 mothers who had recently given birth and their infants outside in the sun for hours, denying them access to food or milk for their children. While outside their house, 1 soldier dropped a table out of the 2nd floor window, scaring the family when it landed inches away. All 5 families, which contained young children or infants, reported that the army threw tear gas into their homes upon leaving. Not 1 family reported an arrest. In addition to the pillaging of refugees' homes, Israeli forces have occupied 3 houses for days. In 1 of the houses, soldiers forced 15 people, including an elderly woman with a heart condition and 2 infants, to stay in a tiny storeroom for hours before transferring them to another room where they remain imprisoned on Wednesday. As temperatures reached the low 30s, the families reported being denied access to cold water, food, or milk for their babies. As of 8 p.m. on May the 28th, Israeli forces and border police during this invasion have shot 9 children in 2 days, 6 with live ammunition and 3 with rubber-coated bullets. The children's ages range from 7 to 16. 1 of the boys bled to death as border police denied an ambulance access, and another 1 remains in critical condition. The current operation is the 2nd largest invasion of the refugee camp by Israeli forces in less than 2 months. During the last invasion, ISM volunteers witnessed the Israeli army order all males in the refugee camp between the ages of 15 and 45 to report to the UNRWA School for Girls. Approximately 3,000 Palestinians were detained, interrogated, and packed into lorries before being transferred from their homes in Tulkarm camp to the neighboring camp as the army conducted house-to-house searches. They were ordered not to return for 3 days. After witnessing the massive and abject fear generated by Israeli army tactics and their excessive destruction to the property of an already very poor population, ISM Tulkarm asks, at what point does Israel begin to justify terrorism as security? We will now interview Osama Kashu, the Palestinian coordinator for the International Solidarity Movement in Tulkarm. Osama, could you please describe for us the work of the ISM in Tulkarm?
Actually, the work of the International Solidarity Movement in Tulkarm City, one of those cities that get isolated by the apartheid wall and occupied by the Israeli soldier, one of those cities that have 3 refugee camps around it, 2 of them are basic refugee camps. The work of the ISM recently limited because of the Israeli, aggression against the ISM volunteer in general. But They've been arrested internationals, and they've been beat the internationals. They forbid and they prevent the international reaching the basis that they have to be in. And a lot of a lot of action against them. But generally, the work of the ISM in Tulkarm and the neighborhood areas was concentrated on like media issues, offering a media service to the outside world to at least like tell the people what's going on here in these areas, and to try to offer help and support the nonviolence resistance to this occupation, which came to occupy your life inside your house, which the families are not allowed to go to their bathroom or to their beds, or even to speak in their own rooms. To support the nonviolence resistance to this occupation, which came to force you to lay down on the ground without even holding your head. And also, the international solidarity movement's aim is to try to support all the rights of the Palestinian people of having the rights of life.
So, Osama, what you're telling us is that the work of the ISM in Tulkarm at the moment has changed from the last few months, because of recent arrests and because of the increased threat to the survival of ISM in this region. Now, I know that there is a summer campaign plan, so can you tell me if you think that ISM will indeed survive and what kind of work will be going on during the summer campaign?
Actually, the ISM work here in Tulkarm, hopefully it will be well organized during the summer campaign, and hopefully this Freedom Summer will encourage more international to come here to work with the Palestinian resistance against the Israeli aggression. And hopefully it's like the Freedom Summer campaign, which is going to be focused on all the life ways that the Palestinian face daily, and especially the upper side wall, which isolate their villages and their cities from each other. And hopefully they're going to show the other face of the wall, and they will show that the ugly face of occupation, actually. And hopefully, like, the international solidarity movement is based on solidarity, first of all, and by the Israeli aggression against the volunteer resident, beating, like, deporting them and confiscate all their properties and confiscate the computers and all those things. It's not going to affect the solidarity, because the solidarity is something that you're never going to lose by an Israeli aggression against. Solidarity is in everywhere. All the people who feel sympathy with Palestinian. The Israeli policy now tried to push us in the corner and try to blacken us. And if we will let them do that, we like by our silence, by our support to them, by maybe direct or indirect way, not coming and not supporting the nonviolence resistance, actually will increase the violence resistance. So if the people are believe in nonviolence resistance and they will try to support the nonviolence resistance, they have to come and they have to support the nonviolence resistance. Otherwise, they will be encouraging the violence resistance.
Thank you very much, Osama. This is Charlotte Carson reporting from Occupied Palestine.